Where is that at?
Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Gimel.
In Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, if he wasn't Maskir one, even, that Machzir also. So apparently he holds that intrinsically they must be mentioned. That the Bracha Al Haaretz has to explain the motif of the Haaretz. And if it doesn't, like we said yesterday, it's just Zionism. Okay.
How do you know he's not holding the other Svara, the Miyamala?
Which is this one?
The Miyamala, that intrinsically doesn't, but it's possible because Miyamala.
So we'll leave it at a question at this point.
Is it
because of Miyamala?
Okay.
Could be either one at this point. Okay, go ahead.
Then there are Mahaga, the Nashim Va'avadim, Lo Yomru Bris V'Torah. The Nashim La'Bene Bris Ninhu, Va'avadim La'Bene Torah Ninhu.
Oh, so he's holding the second theory, that it's Allah of Miyamala. So if it were intrinsic, then Nashim Va'avadim couldn't do it altogether.
They're Tzemi Dirbana. The Mechaber earlier,
yes.
Sif earlier, Kuf Pei Vav, Sif Aleph.
Yeah, Kuf Pei Vav, Sif Aleph, what does it say?
He says, Nashim Chayavos Ubirchas Amazon.
Yes. Menazara?
This is Mechaber, right?
Yeah, good.
Besafik huim him Chayavos Midaraisa, Motzios es Nashim.
Oh.
Oim enum Chayavos El Midarabanan, ve enum Motzios, El Misha enum Chayav El Midarabanan.
Okay, so he's Mesupik. So that's basically the suffix that we mentioned. But at any rate, they shouldn't say it. And if they don't say it, it's a suffix whether they say midaraisa, because you must have bris v'torah, or bris v'torah is only miyamala, and they would be yosei midaraisa.
Right. Or if you need it intrinsically,
then the achiv is Rabban. Okay, good. All right, so we have it pretty much, but it's clear that they don't say it.
Correct. Mr. Bura, you ready?
Yeah.
He says, Dinashim lav, this is Sifkatan test, is be'emes lav in a Torah nenu, gamkin. So women, the Ramaja says women, they don't say bris, and avadim don't say Torah, right? So he says, women also are lab in a Torah. V'hadich l'kuhu l'shayim, why he splits it, mishum da'vadim isnu v'bris. Because by vadim, it's only shaykh that they're not in Torah, but they are in bris.
Okay.
When we come up on b'yameinu, nahagu ha'nashim lomar gamkin, al bris chashe chasamte v'sareinu, v'al teras chashe manatanu v'chulu. Okay? V'hakavana.
Yeah.
Al bris haschorim, shechasamte v'sareinu. V'altarashka shet limadetanu, alimud hascharim, shebeschus haTorah v'abris nachlu Yisrael as aretz. The ode shegam hanashim tzrichos lomod mitzvah shalhem leida heichlasos and k'mashikasum sif mem zayin.
Okay, so that was a later.
Right.
That was a later interpolation.
Right. Archa Shochan also.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too good.
Just coincidentally, the time of the development of the conservative movement.
Yeah.
Ali, let
me just finish. Go ahead.
Go ahead, the Aruch HaShulchan?
Yep.
So he says, okay. Because of Rabbi Ramad, the Nashim Vadim Lo Yom Bris V'Torah, the Nashim Eina B'Bris V'Vadim Eina B'Torah, Ad Kan L'Shem, no? וגם נשים אינם בתורה, אבל מנהג שנשים אינם, אבל המנהג שהנשים אינם מדלגות בבריס ותורה. בתורכו מפרשים למצאתם בזה, עין מגן אברהם. אמנם באמס אינם צריכות לומר, אבל אין קפידה כשיומר. They don't have to, but there's no problem if they do say.
You see how the Aruch HaShulchan is a thinker. I mean, that's one thing you see. He doesn't just get bowled over by a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Meanwhile, he's saying you still don't have to say it. If you don't.
Yes.
But if you do, it's
so
not
he holds that you don't have to say it. But the minig was that they say it, so they attribute some type of a reason for the minig. I mean, they take it out of its context, and they reinterpret it, and they say that's the time of the minig.
Right.
But Me'ikir Hadin. They don't have to say it. And you see, the Rosh Hashanah says they don't say Yotze, right? Okay, very interesting. What else?
Aval inkbe the kishyomer the haperis shall bris v'torah kasvu shekishenimo Avraham karis ito bris ukishenasan haTorah nasan lahem es haaretz k'tichziv yiten lahem artzos goyim bavor yishmuchu kavisarosa v'insaru u'meila demi oso eis kam hanashem niskarvu lahashem u'fizek kishomros al shinchak lavosein eretz chemda.
So in other words, when they say it, if they do say it, they have to have a different kavana. They have to have a different kavana. Okay, but Me'ikir Adin, before, in the time from Ramah, didn't say it. So if Nashim don't say it, they're doing fine. And the Aruch HaShulchan Paskas
are.
Yeah.
The Paschal.
Right.
Okay, so that's the issue. Then they came mending and they tried to give reasons.
How that goes,
we know. That type of thinking. Okay.
So how can you go through that story one more time then? So
if a woman wants to be known like the Ramah and not say it, it's fine. Because if they do say it, they have to give it a whole different meaning. So it's not the Takonos HaChomim of that statement. So it's not Mestava that they should say it and apply a different meaning to it. I mean, it's, I'm not going to say it's a hefsek, but maybe then they shouldn't say it. That's the outcome. Okay.
That's not a real minhag, but the Mishnah Berurah says.
It's a minhag, real a little bit. No, she said
just that the words, the lines.
See, you don't have to say, they want to say that Torah means their, they have to study their mitzvahs. But it says, V'alchukecha sharatonu. So that's their mitzvahs. V'alchayim chayim v'chashu shachanatonu. V'alchilasmul shazan v'alchayim v'chayim 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 v'chayim.
So they should skip till V'alchukecha, basically.
That's what they should basically do, yeah.
And there's no problem with Shmei Kohen that they
can't be motzi.
No, but well, they could be. Do they have to have a different kavana, or like, you know, in terms of?
Say again.
There's no problem in terms of if you're going to be up to them, most of them.
No.
Can you explain that to Reganti yesterday? Is because according to the Torah, the Rambam, Mechaber, is that they can be motzi certainly a man who's only a drabanan.
That's a separate thing. That asi drabanan or mapik drabanan.
Yeah, but even though they're not saying bris and Torah.
So what?
And you need to say bris Torah, you're not Yotze. They can be motzi you, right? Through Shemei Kona. It's not Zimon, it's just really just straight up Shemei Kona.
How does that work?
Oh, that's a good question.
How does that work?
Right, as we tried to explain yesterday, we didn't really work it out.
Yeah.
No, and if you say Doraisa, it implies from the Torah and the Rambam, had they been Chayiv Doraisa, right? So then they would have been able to motzi a man, Doraisa. It's only because they say, since it's a Safik, but if it hadn't been a Safik, you said they were Chayiv Doraisa, right? So then they'd be Motzi Doraisa, right? So
you have to answer that by saying that since, how could, it's a good question, how could they be Motzi Adrabonon?
Right.
If they're not saying Bris V'Torah.
And he's Chayiv to say Bris V'Torah,
and Drabonon. He's Chayiv to say Bris V'Torah.
And it's Choser if he doesn't.
Exactly. So the answer is that there's no psul in their omission of Bris V'Torah for themselves. So they have a full-fledged kiyum of Birchas HaMazel. The one who they're being motzi, he didn't verbalize it. So there's no miyamalo gvuras Hashem because he didn't say it. She said it.
Let's say you say it's only Durabana. They're only Chayim Durabana. So they're only going with that Sfar that it's really essential?
No, one second. If you say the only Chayim Durabana, so you're saying that it's not essential.
Isn't it the other way?
The other way, right?
The other way.
One second. If you're saying the Chayim Durabana, you're saying it's essential. Right.
That's why they're not.
You should have
right
to say it. So you should have to say it.
Right. Well, you mean, if you, so then she should have to say it.
In order to be Motzi him. No, then she can't
be
chayv midrabanan. She can't say it, so she's not chayv d'oraisa because it's essential.
Yeah.
So she's only chayv midrabanan.
Right.
She's not going to say it midrabanan. So now he's chayv to say it. It's essential. So how is he yotze?
That's a good question. In other words, if you say it's because of miyamalel,
I understand, and then you can work it out.
So then we can work it out.
Right.
Because he's not in miyamalel and she's not in miyamalel.
Right.
But if you're going to say the other side, that what?
She's
that it's essential,
right.
And she really is putter. She's only chayav mirabanan. So how can she be motzi him
right.
When he's chayav and what?
In bris and Torah mirabanan.
In bris and Torah mirabanan. Okay, that's a good question. I like it. Okay, so the Bir Halacha brings down. Apparently, the Bir Halacha brings down that if a man was masupik in a drabbanon, he didn't eat the svir on bris v'tara, so he doesn't have to go over because it's masupik drabbanon.
No, that sounds good. If you bench, you're just masupik whether you forgot bris v'tara or not.
Yeah,
that's the way he presented.
But he ate the svir.
He ate Kidei Sviya?
You ate Kidei Sviya.
Then it's Sefer Deraisa, no?
That's the Machlokas. The Rif, according to the Rif in the Shita, the whole halacha that you have to say Bris and Torah is only a halacha midirabana.
Why?
Because the whole halacha is derabana. It's not Deraisa.
Aren't we misupik whether it's Deraisa or Derabana?
That's
it?
The Tosos.
So they learn differently. They
see,
learn.
That's
okay,
the question.
So let's hold off that. I can't take two Shitas at once. We're taking Tosos.
Oh, so the Tosos you'd have to go.
So according to Tosfos, you'd have to say in flug on the surface that since the isha could be motzi the ish on a drabanon, that the chachamu or mechadash a new brichas amazon without, and they suspended the bris v'tara. So the isha could be motzi the ish. So if the man omits bris v'tara, he's also just in the same position. But they don't seem to learn that way. So I don't know how they're learning. Are they learning that they omitted it only for an isha? If they're learning they omitted it only for an isha, so then how could the isha be motzi the man when she doesn't say bris v'tara? So we're kind of stuck. That's a problem. I mean, the straight way would be to say that if the man omits it, he's also yotze because he did it brichas mazmid rabbanon without bris v'tara.
What happened to
it? Okay, so Mark is saying like this, that if an isha says it for a man, so then we say that it's drabanan, and therefore midrabanan they created a new kind of a birchas mazon without bris v'tara, right? So therefore she could be motzi him, and there's no miyamalo because he didn't say anything. But maybe if he benches that way. So it's true that Chum said, Neikir, then you don't have to have bris v'tara, but he's going to be chayav for me, din miyamalel. That's an extraneous halacha. So that's why he can't do it. That's good. That would answer the problem. Okay.
That's why he wouldn't be out saying it.
Right. So let's go with the whole thing again. If you hold that midaraisa, you have to say it. But Noshim can't say it. So they only bench midarabanan. But midaraisa, you have to say it. So now, if the man's only chayav midrabanan, so mistaver is that he doesn't have to say it because drabanan created a chayav. They were mater the bris v'tara. So it should be good for a man also, right? But if a man says it, then he's going to be involved in miyamalo. Even though it's drabanan, miyamalo is the raisa. So he's going to have to go over again. Okay.
For him.
What?
But if the woman does it for him, then he'll be okay.
But if the woman does it for him, he won't have to go over because there's no miyamalo. Or there's still one suffix I have. That maybe, since it's Shomei Kaona. So when the woman comes to Val Bris Chaser, the man should say it.
Mm-hmm. He should actually say it.
He should actually say it. Because otherwise we'll be over me and Malo.
So he can insert it into her.
Yes. She stops and he says bris and Torah, then she says.
She has to have in mind not to be out there with it?
What do you mean not to be
out
there? He's doing it for himself. He's not doing a reverse Shemei Kona.
Right.
Yeah, not reverse Shemei
Kona. You could always do that. You
could always do that, yeah. So that would resolve the whole problem.
Tava Meira, Misha.
That's why it's Tava Meira.
That would only be if he's Chayav.
Unless he's a Talmud Chacham.
That would be if he's Chayav B'Oraisa.
Then he could bench himself.
Yeah, right.
So Manashach, if he's an Amoritz, he's going to mess up the whole thing anyway.
No chance.
He's not going to come up with these ideas. So I won't mind. He's a Talmud Chacham, so he'll bench himself. So now we understand the Tava Meira.
Rabbi, your Eitz would only work if he's Chayav B'Oraisa?
Either he's chayav midaraisa because of me and Malo. Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, even the Rabbanan,
me and Malo is the raisa too, but it's an extraneous issa. So therefore the woman isn't chayav in it. That's the chakira. But now when the woman says it, so the Chacham created a new Birchas HaMazon, and they suspended the Bris V'Torah. So it would seem that she could be Motzi him without Bris V'Torah. Or do we say no, that since it's Shomea Ka'ona and she's saying it for him, so he's going to have a problem with Mia Malo. So she should stop. No, the Chacham HaMazon, Shalos, and if it's on the basis of Odin, she stops. And he says, "La briska shchasamta v'serenim al toshamatano." And then she continues, "Valchi kecha shodotano v'achayim from the chesed." So he can't be a total amaretz. He has to know those two words. Okay? I'm a subject about that. Whether me and Malel is only a din in Amira, or is it a din in Shemaya Ka'ona as well? That's a good question. I don't know. Is me and Malel a din in Amira? Because there's a difference. There are differences between Amira, or is it a din in Shemaya Ka'ona as well?
Isn't there another question?
That'll be the question.
I mean, Shemaya Ka'ona, isn't there a separate chakir also about whether you're transferring the maiso or you're just transferring the chiyuv?
Like, what do you mean?
In Shemaya Ka'ona. The person listening, did he just get the key through the mavarach?
Or is it as if he said it?
The mice is transferred.
Rambam says this.
What does Rambam say?
When amen, it's as if you said it, right?
Yeah, that's right. So that's what Rambam says. Rambam holds it's not. But I think that's the whole question of the Rishonim, isn't it?
A question?
Yeah,
because you have a question of the Rishonim, if you could say Kedusha, Shemaya Ka'ona. So Rabbi Natan, I think, says you can't.
Whether you stop and listen to
whether you stop and listen. Or it's a hefsek.
Because it's not a hefsek, because you're only being a Shemaya. But others say Shemaya Kohen is a hefsek. So it's just like a mirror. So it'll depend on that same machlokas.
Yeah, I think the Rav said you should just.
What the Rav said?
I think he said you don't do it. You don't listen.
You don't listen. Of course, it's like a mirror.
Yeah.
So then, according to the Rav, if your wife is going to bench for you on the Jabbanon, so you have to hear those two things. If that's what the Rav was. Okay, but at least we worked it out. See, now I'm happy. We worked it out, it makes sense, and we have all the possibilities.
Sure.
We're never going to do this, of course.
No.
Do you want to hear the Magen Avraham?
Yeah, let's hear the Magen Avraham.
Okay, so the Ramah said, V'nashem avadim lo yomer bris v'torah, the nashem avnei bris ninev avadim avnei torah ninev. So he's first bothered by Tzarech Ian, the Pasach Betarti, V'siyim Mechada. I think he's saying, because he says they shouldn't say Bris V'Torah, but then he says, because Noshim Alav Ne Bris, Avad Alav Ne Torah, so it's only Mechada.
Right.
First thoughts of what?
The Ramah says, V'Noshim Avadim Lo Yomru Bris V'Torah.
Right.
The Noshim Alav Ne Bris, V'Avadim Alav Ne Torah. And so it sounds like, at first he's saying, you should mention both of them.
By the woman.
By the woman and Avadim. Then he says the reason it's only mentioned one by each.
Okay,
Tozos are in parats. Mem shem mashen amar isa vehedja de lo yomru bris v'torah.
Wow, he said he also that they should not say it.
I, I guess he's saying also both.
That's a
Ben Peretz. Right. V'chein kasvu atos v'osu Rashi v'erchen. V'cheinu v'brachos taf memchas v'zeh l'shona. Ris l'fi she'enu v'nashem. Torah u'mal Torah u'malchas. Ebi Roshim Torah u'malchas.
What's malchas?
Oh yeah, and Malchus David, right? Torah u'malchas ain't a lo b'nashem v'lo b'avadim.
Oh, you mean Malchus best of Rachem?
Yeah, right.
No,
we're
not going to say that.
And Rachem?
I
don't know, go ahead.
Tzarchien. Delo ke olas tamet an ayin taf v'lovush. V'tzarchien al mas samchu achshav hanoshim l'omra.
Good question.
V'halechem chamudos.
It's a hefsek.
Nidchak lases tam l'davar.
Nidchak. We agree with that one.
Bade Ashokha, something. Kasa of the Nashim have a Kikvarim. She'en Nikra Adam Ella Kishish Loisha. Vim Kane have a Lishneim Guf Echad. Ad Kamachan.
It's only when they're married, though?
Nitrikuk.
That type of thing you could.
But you say only when they're married?
Yeah.
But you say the Minig is only when they're married, they say?
I don't know. I forget, let's figure it out.
Go ahead.
Forget it. So there's a Gemara that says Rechista didn't even say.
Finish it off. You finish it.
Why are you torturing him, man?
Yeah.
Stop torturing him.
Basically.
I think you have to just take the coolness and not. Okay.
Where are you seriously? Where you think women should? They
that
should
type of thinking, I mean, just gets me crazy.
Where you think you should? You saying women should? They shouldn't you say.
Say besides, Chaim says you don't say Ishtok Gufo by mitzvah.
Yeah.
You don't say it by mitzvah. It's only by rayas, by goddess Adis. You say that if you puzzle to the husband, you puzzle to his wife also.
That's his Ishtik Gufo.
That reminds me of Chaim. So when you heard that the who was the yeshiva in, the yeshiva that they built in Midwest, what do you call it again? Tells. So Reb Chaim said when they started to learn Kachim and Tells, he said if they learned Kachim like they learned Nezikin, I wouldn't trust them with my carbon.
Uh.
Okay, I remember one time a guy came into the Rav Shul, and the Rav asked the question, and started to give one of these kochos answers. So the Rav said, wait a minute. He says, are you from Tells?
What did the guy answer?
Yes.
what the
Rav had a good nose for that.
Yeah, really?
So the Rav said, let me tell you right now, that won't do here.
What is the caucus?
That's a different school, he says.
What, the clock of this is stronger than this? That
much. Yeah. The kerch, it's thin, the kerch.
The
kerch. The poil and then he goes, okay.
Bro, you think Lamaiso that women like our wives, you should say they should skip it basically?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. But he asked a good question. What was the question he asked? He says,
he
asked a good question. Why do women make Birchas HaTorah? Because we paskin that the women in the morning say Birchas HaTorah.
That's very powerful.
Right?
Both Birchas? Or just one?
They say all the Birchas.
The whole thing, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's what you always said in the past.
What?
That's what you always said in the past, they should.
Yeah, I said a Birchas. But that's different. Because the brachas, like the Rav said, the brachas on Talmud Torah is matir limud Torah. So they have to learn because they have to learn their own mitzvahs. So they have to be matir. But Torah as a mesorah was not given over to them. And that's really what Torah Shoshul Maratano means, b'milua,
yeah.
To learn yourself and to set up the next generation. So that's why it's not kosher. Okay. Let's go. Next. All right, we did a third job on this one. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Why is no one choshed for Rashi Shita that the woman shouldn't say Ala Aretz Atovesh or Nesalmach?
Oh, because Tosfos refutes that.
So therefore, everyone else like Tosfos?
Yeah, we pass on like Tosfos. No.
Well, the answer to that question, why they can say it?
Because of Aretz. Rashi says because they can't say Aretz and Chaltala.
Right.
So he's asking why we don't skip that too.
Right.
Because Tesis holds that you don't skip that.
Right.
Okay, because he holds that, yeah, what does Tesis hold? We didn't go into that, right?
We just answered up for Rashi.
He just knocks off Rashi because says, what about Kahanim and Levium?
Right.
But what about the plain meaning of Shinachalta? They're not Nochel Baretz. You'll say they're Nochel if there's no Av, like Gnos Lofchor. He says that's really the Av Schela.
Right,
so that's a powerful kasha. So how does Tesis understand? I mean, he has a good kasher by Kahanim, but it's only a factual kasher.
Yeah.
But right. How could women say Shinchalta? We didn't answer that question.
No.
Okay, so we didn't do that thorough. So it could be Tesis learned. I mean, Rashi learns. What's it? Who? Tesis learns that
say,
what?
You can say a lot of it. What about the Kohanim Levim?
Yeah, right.
He's
made the Kohanim Levim say it. Because they, yeah.
He's saying, listen, he's what's the problem with the woman? He said, the Kohanim Levim say it, so apparently you don't need to be enough alarts in order to say it. Yeah, but we're saying, why not?
Yeah, it won't help us, huh?
I think so.
I would say the question is like this. When you say Shin Chalto Lav Oseinu, is that a shalshelas hasibos? In other words, how did we get this mazon? So you have to go back to the shalshelas hasibos, which was Simchat Lavoseinu. So then it wouldn't matter if she has a nachalana, because it's just giving you the shalshelas hasibos. But if you say it's intrinsic, then she can't say it.
What do you mean intrinsic?
No, that they really, that she's really being mishabeach for nachala. That she has nachala. So if it's nachala per se, so then she can't say it. Rashi's right. But Tosfos learns it's not a din in Nachala, because Kohanim don't have it either. But it's a din in Shalshelas Hasibos. In other words, how did you get the bread? Mm-hmm. You got it through the fact that we conquered the land. So Shenchaltel Avoseinu is simply a causational phrase. So then it doesn't matter if you're Kayan or Anisha. That's the way Tosfos learns.
What? How's Rashi going to learn the Kohen?
What about the Eretz Tova Shana?
Because it's actually not
Rashi,
what they
did. Rashi, we answer with the Kohen.
Then you because, said Rashi was concerned with
because
the
Rashi
Tova
is privation.
Yes.
That's not answering that.
So Rashi says privation, but as a gavra really is shaykh to Nachala. So that's the answer for Rashi. But Rashi apparently learns Shenchalta is mamish, is a shevach on Nachala per se. Whereas Tosfos learns you only say it because of the shalshelas hasibos for the achila.
And that's where you're going to say, well, Eretz Tov Shanas Amoch, the same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, he gave us wonderful land, we got this wonderful
right.
food.
Right.
That's what we have to say.
You think according to Rashi, you'd have to leave out the pasuk?
According to Rashi, I don't think he said a whole bunch of it, the whole bracha.
Well, women are chayvi derbanan.
Yeah.
You mean not in that bracha?
Don't be chayvi derbanan.
And the Gemara said it's not being chosen in Mishtayim because it means the land that produces the Muslim. So it sort of indicates that it's Shalshel as a Sibos.
What
did you say? Well, I'm sorry, Rabbi Man? That's true, but you can force it the other way too.
Right.
It's not going to be a cash on.
I agree, you force it, but, you know.
It's somewhat of a right, yeah. Okay, so that's
my point to Rashi, you'd have to leave out the entire bracha?
A point to Rashi, that it's really Nachala. No de locha loretz vela mazon. Brachatot Hashem al loretz vela mazon.
Right.
So they can't be chosen that way.
They're just going to leave out the second bracha, Derabanan. When they bench Derabanan, they would leave out.
When they bench Derabanan.
Well, when they bench, because it's a suffix, right? I don't know.
Mean what would Rashi hold they leave out? I don't know. That's all I want to guess.
What? And how's he learn? How's he going to learn the Baya? About whether they have their eyes or their Derabanan?
What is the Baya?
No, they have the right, so they have
the right. In Chalto.
Yeah, right, but that
so
would
I guess
he's
going
to
learn, is in Chalto Mamash?
Or is it just the Shal Sibos?
Yeah.
So what?
Or is it just the Shal Sibos?
Right.
Then why the Gemara says, line of Kamina, Lotiachim de Chavasan, it's being line of Kamina, whether they should say the second bracha. I mean, the Rabbanon, they can say it anyways. Yeah, what do they do to the Rabbanon?
Let me get here by, what's the by?
Gemara says, Nashim Rasim Basan Dara Sidor Abana.
Okay, go ahead.
My Nashkamina, La Fuki Rav, Mizei Chavasan.
Okay, so what does Rashi say?
Rashi says, Nashim Rasim Basan Dara Sidor Abana.
Yeah, the Rashi's Chakira, you have to really cut it short a little bit. Like he's saying, his question is, are they Chayev Medaraisak or says Alar Satorish Nasanach? Or no, they're not chayiv, but they still can say it as a shevach. So the rabbanu will machayiv them to say it. Because what's wrong? They're not saying a lie. Masha ena kain and bris v'torah, it's a lie. Okay.
That's the way the Tosfos brings it.